So I guess start out in my office of sorts, kind of.
Chris Olson runs an online marketing company in Binghamton called RS Webworks, which started as a branch of Roseanne Saul Advertising.
We have three full-time people, and then myself, and just to show you our audio studio.
On a tour of his offices on the second floor of an old Victorian near downtown, Olson says he started this business in Binghamton because there wasn't much competition.
Sometimes it's nice being a big fish in the small pond, the kind of thing. It's a very different atmosphere than working in New York City, where everyone is doing the same type of work and everyone is trying to fight for that one position.
Olson is a 23-year-old graduate of Binghamton University. He started his first business there, selling a wheelchair he invented that can climb stairs. Olson will be one of the mentors at Startup Weekend. During the 54-hour, three-day event, he'll be offering participants advice on their business ideas.
Then at the end of the weekend, they pitch their idea to judges, who then pick one or the top three as winners. And then each of those spots have different prizes that let these people actually start their idea, kind of a jump start.
According to Startup Weekend organizer Mitchell Patterson, there have been more than 700 weekends held in 110 countries. This weekend, there will be similar events in Romania, Japan, and Canada, to name just a few. Patterson says the format, where participants have 3 days to pitch an idea, form a team, and develop a business plan, can drive people to work long hours.
I've seen things where folks haven't slept for the entire time. It's pretty intense and exhausting, but a great learning experience.
The winners chosen at the end of the weekend in Binghamton will win web design, legal, and accounting services. But Patterson says the point is to create communities of entrepreneurs.
It builds networks, and you'll see folks that do stay together and try and work on their company. But a product and a company really is an afterthought of the real theme of Startup Weekend.
Past winners at other upstate weekends have developed apps for things like funeral planning and restaurant reservations. Binghamton University professor Ken McLeod will be a judge this weekend. He says he expects to see a lot of ideas for online businesses and mobile apps because of the tight time frame. McLeod agrees with event organizer Patterson that the weekend's main goal is to create an entrepreneurial culture in Binghamton.
In my perspective, it's very important that young people recognize that entrepreneurship is a viable career option. You can do that. You don't have to sit around waiting for somebody to offer you a job.
McLeod develops products that treat chronic medical conditions. He says he'll also judge Startup Weekend ideas based on whether they treat people's pain.
And if they can identify that, how the world has changed and how it has put a large group of people in pain, I don't care if they're old people, young people, if it's one subpopulation of the country, whatever it is, it could be teenage girls, I don't care. If they can identify that group and they say, this product is treating the pain created by this socioeconomic change, they're automatically at the top of my list.
The Binghamton Startup Weekend kicks off Friday night at the Riverwalk Hotel. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.